Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about the role of self-love in finding your truth and purpose, the power of saying yes or no in finding your truth, and how to begin stepping into your deeper truth and purpose. Finding your truth and purpose is part of what every human is here to experience. At times it can be challenging, messy, up and down, while other times there is a flow, synchronicities, and a balance to it. Part of experiencing both sides is to help you get clear on what is true for you, what lights your inner fire and makes your heart sing. This is where self-love comes in to help you find the path to your truth and purpose. Without self-love, you may feel like a ship being tossed in the currents of life, tossed between the thoughts and projections others put upon you, what you're expected to do or should do. It's through learning to love all that you are, all your choices, experiences, the ups and downs, that you begin to get really clear on who you are on the inside. Think of self-love as the pathway home. It's only by loving yourself that you can discern what feels right and begin to listen to those inner nudgings and have the courage to follow them. Part of having the courage to follow your inner truth and what feels right and in alignment for you is learning to say yes or no to things. This means paying attention to how you feel when you say yes or no within your body and energy field. When you say yes, I'm talking about yes that gives you a feeling of expansion, openness, a lightness of being. When you say no, I'm talking about feeling constricted, smaller, pulling in. So take a moment to connect with your expansive yes and see how it feels in your body. And then take a moment to connect with your contracting no and see how it feels in your body. This is an act of self-love by practicing this. You're teaching yourself to connect with how you feel in the moment of the experience, as well as connecting to your inner guidance to find what is your truth, not another's. This is so important and such a life-changing skill. As you practice and apply this concept of expansion versus contraction in your life, you begin to dial in on what makes you happy. You start to connect with your purpose as you move into greater joy, freedom, and happiness. You start to honor yourself in all things, situations, and decisions. The reason I have you get clear on what a strong yes and no feels like for you is it helps you cut past the confusion, projections, expectations others are trying to put on you. You're tuning into you. And by finding your truth, you find your purpose with a clarity that guides you every step of the way. So the first step is to practice getting clear on your yes and no feeling. Does this expand and enlighten me? Or does this contract and constrict me? Of course, you have to watch out for when fear tries to creep in to keep you playing small. Fear has a different feeling than contraction. I only point this out so you don't get caught in thinking when fear comes up, it's an automatic no. Fear can be a yes or a no. Sometimes fear is about letting go of the old so you can find the truth, and other times it's a clear warning. And don't forget, every act of self-love is a step towards finding your truth because it frees up your energy and realigns you back to the love that you are. Finding your truth and purpose is a process, so just give yourself the time and the compassion to find your way back to your inner wisdom. You'll be amazed at how your life starts to change, realign, and rebalance just by practicing self-love and learning what your clear yes and no are. I can't wait for you to experience the shifts that await you. If you're struggling to step into your truth and purpose, schedule your one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in accessing what is already within you. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about the deeper healing role between pets and empaths and high sensitives, how pets help empaths and highly sensitive people heal, and how healing boundaries is a key part of that relationship. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.